This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Hard data and headlines are all well and good in economic news, but honestly, it's the personal stories that really help you understand what's going on out there. So today, we've got another installment of our series, My Economy, this time, the gig economy.
My name is Jennifer Mabry, and I'm a freelance journalist. I attended an HBCU, Historically Black College in Mississippi, for undergrad, my parents' alma mater. I did know I wanted to get an advanced degree before I started my profession, so I applied to schools in D.C., and I received a full fellowship to earn my Ph.D. in communication. I just knew that education can help move one forward. That's like a cornerstone of the Black community. You know, if you get your education, you have upward mobility in America. So I didn't think that it would hinder me in any way. I thought it would help me. I make my living freelancing. I have a few national outlets that I write for. I pitch stories, and I also work odd jobs. So last year, I had 5 different jobs. I just continue to apply for jobs in academia, jobs that are related to journalism. To me, a job is you earn a wage. A career, you earn a salary and benefits, and you have purpose and fulfillment. But I came of age learning in an analog age, not digital. And those two things sort of overlapped as I was coming into the workforce. I always believed that people retire because they hated their jobs. So I wanted to have a job that I would love to do because I never envisioned myself retiring. And I definitely don't envision myself retiring. I can't see my way to a future because that was not what I envisioned for myself based on my past.
Jennifer Mabry, freelance journalist for our series, My Economy. We can only do this series, you know, if you help us out. So please share your story with us at marketplace.org.